USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The man behind one of America's worst mass murders is pleading guilty. Nicholas Cruz did so today in a Florida courtroom. The 2018 shooting claiming the lives of 17 people at the Madre Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. The dad of a Florida student who survived being shot multiple times by Cruz is speaking out.
My mission is, as a parent of the victim, and he's alive, fight for him. That is my decision, and that is my right to do it.
The Biden administration says once the COVID-19 vaccine is authorized for children ages 5 to 11, it plans to make the shot available at more than 25,000 pediatric offices and primary care sites and at nationwide pharmacies and schools. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
NBC News is reporting partial human remains have been found in the area where police have been searching for Brian Laundrie. The remains found in a portion of a dense swampy nature park in southwest Florida that were previously underwater. Many Democrats are concerned regarding President Biden's pick to be the top cop of the banking industry.
President Biden's pick to run one of Washington's most important banking industry regulators might not have enough support for confirmation in the Senate. Senate Democrats are split over whether to support Dr. Saul Omarova, Biden's choice to lead the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's drought emergency now covers the entire state. Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement Tuesday as California suffers its second driest year in history. The emergency proclamation requires local water suppliers to have contingency plans ready. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Democratic-led House Rules Committee is holding a meeting to discuss holding former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon in contempt of Congress. After the January 6th Select Committee voted unanimously to hold him in contempt after he defied a subpoena. While testifying, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan says he condemns the violence that happened and is in support of the arrests that have gone on.
Republicans have been consistent. We have condemned violence every stinking time it happened. We condemned it on January 6th, and 600 people are being prosecuted and held accountable for what they did wrong, as well they should be.
Congressional Democrats continue to negotiate amongst themselves over two spending bills, the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill and a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries is calling for restored state and local tax deductions to be included in the spending bill.
The strong consensus amongst the overwhelming majority of the members of the New York and New Jersey delegation is that some relief in terms of salt should be part of this legislation.
A cap of salt deductions at $10,000 was introduced in the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, with Republicans arguing blue states use a wasteful tax and spend model. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.